Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 14, 1805. 10 months out on the voyage of discovery. Listeners may recall that last week on March 11, the interpreter Toussaint Charbonneau received quite a load of gifts from the traders of the Hudson Bay and Northwest Companies. Upon returning to Fort Mandan with his windfall, he told the captains he would not be subject to the same discipline and duties as the rest of the corps. He said he wished to quit, to which the captains replied, "Be off." Sergeant Ordway, in his journal, notes that Charbonneau has pitched a lodge outside of the garrison and moved out, and that Joseph Graveline had been hired in his place. Now, whether this substitution is for the journey west or just for the time they are at Fort Mandan is not indicated. Clark does not write about the matter in his entries. Today's remarks are short.
A fine day. Set all hands to shelling corn. Mr. McKenzie leaves us today. Many Indians as usual. Wind west. River still rising. Captain William Clark, March 14, 1805.
The river has been rising the last few days as spring approaches. Captain Clark is busy writing down descriptions of the Indian tribes the Corps might expect to meet as they travel west to the Shining Mountains. The tribe that seems to interest them the most, because they own a quantity of horses, are the Aliatans, or Snake Indians. Today they're called the Lemhi Shoshone. Sacagawea is a member of this tribe, and could interpret and possibly bargain for horses on behalf of the Corps. Horses will be of great assistance as they travel over the mountains on their way to the Pacific Ocean. The Shoshone at the time were divided into three major bands, traveling and raiding great distances from each other. They raised numbers of horses, sometimes stealing some from other Indian tribes to the east, according to the information Clark had. He also noted, "They maintain a partial trade with the Spanish, from whom they obtain many articles of clothing and ironmongery, but no warlike implements." The Shoshone language is Uto-Aztecan, a family of about 30 dialects, spoken from Oregon to Nicaragua. Tomorrow, another fine day.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.